You may be seated. So I had one of those moments this past week I wanted to share with you that kind of goes in the Pastor Dave Doolin book. So we have the rental house on Nolan Street in the adjacent lot. So I've been kind of going over there and in spare time just kind of working on the yard and making it look nice for the neighborhood and stuff like that. So it was Friday, or the days just blur. It was Friday. And so I was kind of walking from there, coming up our parking lot, and behind me I saw these two women, and one was running really fast, and I thought, I better get out of here. So I kind of walked a little faster, and she said, Pastor Dave, Pastor Dave. And, you know, everybody, I don't know who she was, but she said, I'm sorry, I'm on a walk, and I need to use the facilities really bad. And I said, well, come on in. And so I took her here, took her there, and I said, just, you know, lock up when you're done, and that's it. So yesterday afternoon, I was looking for the mail to come, and I saw an envelope that came through the mail, a little note. And I want to share with you the little note. It says, Dear Pastor Dave, you're always there in ways large and small to provide comfort to our community. So it was yesterday when you saved the day for me, dashing up the parking lot hill with me to let me into the church. Divine intervention. This is a keeper, friends. It's a keeper. Oh, my God. I just told her the Lord will take care of us. So we're looking at 2 Timothy today, and this is Paul writing to Timothy. So where is Paul when he's writing this? He's in jail. He's in prison. He's in chains. But, you know, there's something about the jail at the time that he has paper and pen. So he takes time to write to his friend, his young disciple that he sees, the leader of the church, Timothy. He writes him this letter, and he talks about how families are so important in the transmission of the word of the gospel. And in the beginning, he says, you know, I remember my ancestors. So Paul is thinking about his Jewish ancestors and all that they meant to him, bringing him up in the temple and the bar mitzvah and the circumcision and all the stuff that goes on with being a Jew. And then we have Timothy. And by Timothy, we know, is that his mother was Jewish, his father was a Greek, and he is learning what it's like to be a Christian leader. And Paul sees lots of gifts in Timothy, and he also talks to Timothy about how important he knows Timothy's mother, and he knows Timothy's grandmother. And he talks about, I know your mom, I know your grandparents, they're so good to you, they have instilled in you so much about religion and about how to live in this world, I just think they're the greatest. And so he talks about them, and one we know is the grandmother, her name is Lois. And so I wanted to look up what names mean. And so Lois means superior. And then they gave it as example, Lois Lane. So who's Lois Lane? Superman's girlfriend, all right? And then his mother's name is Eunice. Don't you love that name? I don't think we have any Eunices in here. But Eunice means victory. And then they gave the example of Eunice Kennedy Shriver. But, you know, I thought of another Eunice, and this is her name. Eunice Harper Higgins. Does anybody know who that is? It's Carol Burnett's person that she plays on Mama's Family. Eunice, who just always gets in trouble. She's the biggest mess in the world. Eunice! Eunice! So Timothy is talking about, you know, Lois and Eunice did so much for you. I know them. And he tells about the importance of family in telling others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's generations after generation after generation. Think about, we started with 12 disciples, and we have a billion people, and it was from generations to generations to generations. So I'll kind of share with you the pictures that I shared with the kids. So this is this was from a church directory from way back. Pastor Dave is about 13 years old there, maybe 12. You can see my oldest brother, he loved his long hair. And that's my dad. He's wearing a toupee. That toupee lasted about a week, and he threw it away. This is my grandmother, I love my grandmother. Her name was Lillian. And she was brought up in Worcester, Massachusetts. All her brothers were big gymnasts. Worcester was a big area where gymnast was the big sport. And she had the gift of music. And so she had 7 grandkids. I was the only one to get the gift of music from her. And I remember her, when they retired, they moved to where we lived. And they went to church, and she played the piano, and she'd go like to the first grade class and play for that one. Then 10 minutes later, she'd go to the third grade and the fifth grade and the seventh grade class. So she played piano for all the Sunday school classes. So I remember every week coming to my class. It was so cool to have your grandmother play the piano in your class. And we would sing those songs. And then this is, I didn't know her, but this is this huge family of my grandfather. 12 kids, if you can believe that, with mom and dad. But, you know, what Paul is trying to say to Timothy and to us is that we're called to share the gospel with our kids and with our acquaintances, because if we don't, you know, it's like the family line will just die out. And, you know, I have no family line left but me. So I've got you. So I've got to tell you what to do, you know, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, because after me, it's gone. So I look to y'all to kind of keep it going and going and going. But I wanted to give the opportunity. I sent out an email this past week about anybody care to share an opportunity about your parents or your grandparents. And so I had 3 hits. I had 4 hits, actually. And we have 3 here today. So I'm going to ask them just to kind of briefly tell their story for us. So we'll ask Floyd Smith to go first, because I've heard this story. It's a great story. So Floyd, why don't you come on up? You can use the microphone or the pulpit or the lectern. What would you like? It's your choice.
I hope you don't need it.
Why don't you try it so they can hear you, okay? That would be great, okay? All right.
If you're ever in one of my Sunday school groups, you would have heard this many times. My grandmother, Nana, had the strongest, most loving and caring faith of anyone I've ever known. Whether it was in my original church, this church, or whatever. At an early part of her life, she became a widow and had to raise my mother and father and my uncle, by herself, working as a single sales lady at the Miller and Rhodes store for all those years, and maybe some rental from renting the second floor of her house. Her faith was, as I say, as strong as any you could have. At age 3, my family of 5 moved from Washington, D.C. back to Richmond and lived with her for quite a number of years. And it wasn't long before she started reading me the Bible stories when I was old enough to memorize Bible verses. And there was always some preacher on the radio, because there's no TV. And so that was my beginning. And then when I was maybe just a little bit older, started taking my hand on Sunday morning, walking the 2 blocks to the largest Methodist church in the city of Richmond, and then walking me at night to the night service, and then on Wednesdays to the services, and making sure that I went to youth groups and everything that the church did. My rest of my family was not really involved in the church. And it was her that led me to a journey, to a faith journey, to a church of 1,500 people who all loved each other, for the most part, who all helped my faith journey, from teachers, counselors, just people, musicians, choir directors, the whole 9 yards. We had the second bell choir in the city of Richmond, which I played in. And so she led me to a family of faith people. And that led Beth and I, with her journey, and I, to Doolin Church 50 years ago. Again, to a church family, to a faith family, that built our faith and continued our faith journey as adults, as parents, as grandchildren. And that's the journey that we need to continue, all of us, whether it's our children, which are one's here, two grandchildren, one daughter-in-law. Yeah. So that's how my journey started. Without her, who knows what would have happened or where I would have gone. Thank you.
Let's show our love. We want to give Beth an opportunity as well.
My family wasn't church going, my mother and father. And my mother was brought up in the Baptist church, and she was a faithful person. She taught us to pray, and she made sure that my two brothers and I went to Sunday school and vacation Bible school there at our local Baptist church in our neighborhood. So this was the beginning of my journey, and it certainly was. I've always been grateful to my mother for doing that for me, because it's been a great journey.
And the last one is Jeff, and Jeff's mama is here. Jeff's mama, raise your hand. Let's show our love to Jeff's mama. We're going to give you some love today. Come on up here, Jeff. You want to do it from here or there?
Oh, all right. Come on, come here. Yeah, my Lois and Eunice would be my mother. But I'll go back a little further. We're from South Central Pennsylvania, rural Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania Dutch. So church was important to that community. And my mom's family, they were churchgoers. And her dad became a minister in his late 40s, maybe early 50s, in the United Brethren Church, then EUB, and so on. And so she has three brothers who became ministers, and nephews who became ministers, and nieces who married ministers. So the faith story in that side of the family just keeps going on and on. And then when we have family reunions, it's called the Shear family, that's the last name, we always have a memorial service as part of it. Not, it's nice to see everybody, but it's nice to be in that community of relatives who shares that same faith journey. But for mom, with her family, there were six kids, and she was the one who got us to church. At 7:30 in the morning, she'd yell up the steps, "Okay, let's go, let's get up, it's time to get ready to go to church." And she had to do that more than once, I'm sure, each time. But we did. We went to church every Sunday. You could be sick, you go to church, you know. And there was nothing else to do in Pennsylvania because stores were closed. Anyhow, so you went to church. And we went to church 2 hours in the day, and an hour at night on Sundays, and an hour on Wednesdays, and then choir rehearsals, and then revival services. And I mean, we were always at church. That was our community. And you hear the Bible stories. So without that, you know, without mom's leadership, like Floyd said, where would we be? But the thing is also, from mom, we learned about tithing. We were not a wealthy family. But she always said there's something you can give to the church, so you want to make sure you give to the church. And then prayer, whenever you were upset about something or you were nervous about something, she would just say, well, you know, pray about it. You'll find out. Just pray about it. So thanks, Mom, and that's how our journey starts, and it's continuing on with our family today.